那今天我们思想的一个题目是：我们要怎么活？
Now, today's the topic of today's sermon is how are we going to live your life?
今年实在是一个非常特别的一年。
2020 certainly is a very unusual year for all of us.
我们突然觉得死亡离我们非常的靠近。
All of a sudden, we realize that death is not that far distance from us.
我们发现死亡很可能就在我们周遭的超市、市场里面。
We realize that death could be around us.
好，也许就从我们信箱里面，就有可能这个病毒借着这个信箱的东西，死亡就来到我们生命当中了。
And the spread of the deadly virus, is something that we could catch, even in our mailbox.
这个时候，我们突然要想，我们这一生就短短的一生，我们只能活一次，我要怎么活呢？
This, causes us to contemplate that in this short life that we're living on earth, how should we live our life?
也许在开始的时候，我也许请问大家一个问题。
So at the beginning, I will ask everyone this question.
我们活在这世上，我们是应该是为着他人的期许底下，是为着他人而活，还是为着我自己的喜好、自己的兴趣、自己的梦想而活呢？
So the question is, should a person live for other people or other people's expectation? Or should they live for themselves, following their dream, their hobby, their desire?
我们的生命就这么的短，我到底要怎么去活呢？
Our life is so short. How should we live?
那如果是为别人活跟为自己活这两者当中有冲突的话，怎么办？
And what do you do if there's a you see a conflict between living for others versus living for yourself?
或者有些人他不觉得当中有冲突，而实际上他只是自己还不知道而已。
And maybe people don't realize or don't think that there is a conflict at all, but in fact, it does exist.
那如果有，我们又没办法在当中取得平衡，要怎么办呢？
And what do? You cannot achieve a balance between these two concepts.
也许我们想讨好别人或得到别人的欢喜，于是我们活在其他人的期盼当中。
Or maybe we're living in other people's expectations and hoping that, we can achieve satisfaction.
但是结果自己的梦想、我自己的情感以及我的一些欲望就没办法得到满足，人生就这么过去了。
And oftentimes that result in us not being satisfied with our own accomplishment, our feelings and our desire.
这样子的活是否让我窒息，无法呼吸呢？
Isn't this lifestyle suffocating to you?
或者我就不在乎人家的看法，我不在乎这个社会的看法，我豁出去了。
Or on the other hand, maybe I should just live, without caring of others.
我就活得洒脱，我活得自由，我这样子可以得到满足吗？
I live free and easy, but would I be satisfied?
但是很多时候我们发现，我们周遭也许有这样的人，他活得非常的自在，非常的自由。
And we do see people, who live, only for themselves, and it appears to be content and happy.
然而，他很可能正在伤害他自己周遭的人，而不自知。
And unknowingly, they could be living a life that are hurting other people, people who care for him.
那我们要怎么样去面对呢？
How should we face that?
今天我就想以这样的一个思考角度， 再一次来看圣经里面的一段故事，就是约翰福音第四章。
So today I would like to revisit and study the four chapters of Gospel John once again.
实际上，约翰福音第四章在过去一个月当中，我们当中已经有三位讲员提及这个故事了。
In fact, in the last several months, several speakers at this church have mentioned the story from chapter 4 of John.
而我今天希望以一个不同的角度来思考这个故事里面所告诉我们的教导。
And today, I would like to use the, you know, use a different kind of perspective for us to learn the story in chapter 4 of John.
也感谢过去三位讲员曾经提到这一个故事，因此我可以省略它后面的一些背景。
And thanks for the prior speakers. I do not have to go into detail to talk about the background.
然而我今天仍然来念其中的一段。
So I would like to speak and talk through chapter 4.
那当我念完中文的时候啊，16到18节的时候，然后我就请我的翻译念英文。
Okay, I will start with verses 16 of in Chinese and then follow by English.
经文出自于约翰福音第四章十六节，这边说就是耶稣对着一个撒玛利亚妇人，耶稣到撒玛利亚这个地方，在井边遇到这个妇人，跟他开始有一个对话。现在耶稣就跟这个撒玛利亚人说，去叫你的丈夫来。妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说的对，你没有丈夫，因为你已经有过5个丈夫了，现在和你同居的也不是你丈夫，你说的是实话。
So the story, the background of chapter 4 of Gospel John, it captures a conversation between Jesus Christ and a Samaritan woman. Verse 16, he told her, go, call your husband and come back. I have no husband, she replied. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. In fact, the fact is, you have had 5 husbands. And the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true.
妇人说，先生，你一定是先知。我们的祖先一向都是在这山上敬拜上帝，你们却说耶路撒冷才是敬拜的地方。
John chapter 4, verse 19. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worship on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem.
耶稣回答说，妇人，你当信我，时候到了。你们将不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷敬拜父。你们不知道你们敬拜的是谁。我们知道我们敬拜的是谁，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候到了，其实就是现在。真正敬拜父的，要用心灵按真理敬拜他，因为父寻找的正是这样敬拜他的人。上帝是灵，所以必须用心灵按真理敬拜他。
John chapter 4, verse 21. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on the mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshiper will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the spirit and in truth.
妇人说，据我所知，那被称为基督的弥赛亚要来。他来了，会把一切都告诉我们。耶稣说，我这跟你说话的人就是他。 那妇人撇下水罐，回到城里对人说：“你们快来看呐、啊，有一个人把我过去的事全部都说出来了。莫非他就是基督？”众人听了，就到城外去看耶稣。
John chapter 4, verse 25. The woman said, I know that Messiah called Christ is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, I am he. Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him.
这撒玛利亚人，从这个故事当中，我们发现他实在是活在一个挣扎、矛盾当中的。
This Samaritan woman was living in a life full of contradictions.
我们发现他一方面想追求自己感情以及生活上的依靠，他豁出去了，他再也不在乎文化上的束缚、社会上的道德。他做出当时社会不能接受的一件事。
On the one hand, in order to pursue her own emotional and life support, she sacrificed herself, no longer caring about cultural constraint, and did things that were unacceptable in society at the time.
但是另一方面，从他的字里行间，他的说话里面，我们又发现他很渴慕被他的撒玛利亚人的这个群体呢，能够被接纳，能够被认同。
On the other hand, we could tell by her conversation with Jesus Christ that she also yearned to be accepted and recognized by her Samaritan community.
我为什么说他豁出去了呢？他不在乎社会的束缚呢？因为这边说他曾经有五个丈夫。
Yeah, the reason I say that she didn't care about what other people thought of her is because she used to have 5 husbands.
而现在跟他在一起的男人并不是他丈夫，也就是说现在跟他在一起的是一个同居的男人，不是他的丈夫，很可能是其他人的老公。
And the man who is with her, we know that it's not her husband. He could be somebody else's husband.
经文并没有提起他之前为什么曾经有五次婚姻，也不知道这五次婚姻是不是一个合法的关系。
The scripture does not mention why she had 5 marriages before, or whether it was a legal relationship.
但是可确定的是，她与这个第六个男人的关系绝对不是合法，也不正常，也不在他们的道德范围之内的。
But we are certain that she and the 6th man, a relationship is absolutely not normal and definitely within the scope of morality.
我们实在很不清楚，她到底是其他家庭的破坏者，还是她自己是一个受害人。
And we can't really tell if she is the victim of this relationship, or she is the one who is obstructive to this relationship.
我们不知道她是被男人玩弄了，还是她利用了男人，我们不清楚。
We're not sure if she's using this man or she's a victim.
或者两者皆是。
Or it could be both.
她很可能是被自己的幻想中的爱情或者其他男人的信誓旦旦、花言巧语给蒙蔽了，给欺骗了。
Yeah, she could be blinded by her own fantasy love or...by this man's, you know, vows and rhetoric.
或者他是在一个逼不得已的情况底下，他利用了男人，或者说他想抓住某一个男人，但是他却换来的是一个空虚以及孤独。
Maybe she was forced, you know, to be with this man, or she's being deceptive. But at the end, you know, she's exchanging for emptiness and loneliness.
我为什么说她是孤独的呢？
Why do I say she's empty?
因为在当时的文化以及习惯当中， 妇女们都是傍晚太阳不晒的时候才成群结伴的， 有说有睡有笑的去打水。
Because typically, you know, a man and a woman will be together and come to the well in the evening.
而她却需要单独的在中东正午暴晒的时刻， 独自出去打水。
And yet this woman came to the well in the middle of high noon.
我小时候总是不了解为什么阿拉伯人还有中东的人他们穿着好奇怪啊。
When I was young, I never understand, you know, why the Arabian dressed the way they are.
我发现他们怎么把围巾呢套到头上好奇怪。
Why would they wrap their shawl around their head?
我后来去了一趟中东才知道，不这样子盖头的话，脸会晒破皮的。And
then later, during a trip to Middle East, I realized that the reason they had to cover themselves, cover their head in cloth, is really just to protect from the strong sun.
中东的太阳不是开玩笑的。
The sun in the Middle East is no joke.
所以谁会在正午的时候单独的跑出去做劳力活呢？ 特别是一个女人。
Why would a person, especially a woman, will come out in the middle of high noon to get water?
这个是否就是她所谓着 能够与六个男人在一起有这样的关系之后所必须要付出的一个代价。
Is this a price that she has to pay or to live? A life that she has to live by being with six different men?
这是她的选择，是不是这样子？她希望能够为自己活，做出这样的选择， 结果是否把自己的生活搞得更糟糕呢？
Is this the life she has chosen? A life that she wanted to live based on herself?
她之所以要独自这样正午出来，很有可能她不希望在傍晚的时候跟着其他的妇女们一样一起出来，免得遭受人家的指指点点、闲言闲语。
Perhaps the reason that she's out in the middle of the noon by herself is to avoid interacting with other people in town, and she didn't want to hear their criticism about her life.
所以我们又发现她不是一个能够很放得开我行我素的人，因为如果真的我行我素的话，她根本不在乎人家的议论，她不甩别人的议论，她一样在傍晚的时候就是去打水，她不在乎人家怎么说她。
Perhaps she has this internal struggle. Maybe she wanted to be with others, but because the way she lived her life, she's trying to avoid others and just try to be lonely.
因此我们可以看出来，她依然很渴望能够得到这个群体的认同的。So
we could tell that through her word that she still desired to be accepted and recognized by the people in her community.
我想我们都希望能够渴慕受到人家的认同。I
know we are all eager to be accepted by family, group, and society.
我们希望在家中能够得到父母的赞许，我们兄弟姐妹的接纳，我们在学校里面，我们希望能够被同学接纳，我们在社会当中能够人家能够看得起我们，能够认为我们属于社会的一份子。Yes,
we wanted to be accepted and receive praise from our family and our members, and we want to be loved by our friends, and we wanted to feel that we are respected by the society.
这是我们一个本能的一个需求，因此我们很容易，也容易跟着文化的潮流跟着走，因为我们希望能够融入文化。
Yes, and this is our instinct. you know, we want to be accepted to the norm. And our culture, and we change, you know, according with our culture unexpectedly.
我还记得我年轻的时候刚刚移民到美国，然后进了这里的中学来上学。
I remember when I first arrived in America, you know, I went to middle school here.
哎呀，我好想融入这个学校的群体哦。
How I wanted to quickly assimilate or integrate into my friends.
哎呀，无奈我的英文不通啊。
But I couldn't really understand English.
结果我的衣着呢，啊，在美国人的眼中呢，更像刚刚出土的文物。
And the clothes that I wore, you know, you could call it, you know, make me look like someone who's fresh off the boat.
所以在那个时候，我就是很想说，我这个从来没有经历过的一种文化，就是呢，我穿着上面呢也需要融入。因为在台湾的环境里面，我们都是穿制服长大的，根本不用去思考这方面的问题。
And, you know, growing up in Taiwan, you know, I went to school wearing, you know, uniform. And, when I came to America, you know, I desperately seeking to, you know, to be among with my friends. And, and I desperately wanted to wear the clothes.That are similar to theirs, so I could be one of them.
哦，于是我就看哇，当时什么时候最流行呢？怎么样的样式最流行呢？
So I started looking to see what was trendy at the time.
啊，也许在当时跟我一起同时长大人就知道，那个时候最流行的一个标志就是三条杠。
So if you're my age, you know, you will probably recognize these pictures on the left. It's a picture of the three-stranded Adidas logo.
那就是艾迪达。哇，只要一穿上艾迪达的时候，我突然觉得我人都长得比较高了。
You know, when you put on, you know, a pair of Adidas jacket, you know, it makes me feel taller than others.
于是我就要求我妈妈呢，不论是从台湾也好，在美国也好，帮我买一件艾迪达的夹克，我想这下可入流了吧。
So I asked my mother, you know, say, please get me a pair of Adidas, you know, a jacket, you know, so I could fit in and be trendy, just like my friends did.
啊，结果就过了几个礼拜以后，终于有一件艾迪达的夹克，我就穿着上学了。
In a few weeks, I got my wish come through, and I wore my Adidas jacket to school.
我突然感到我好像已经融入了这个群体了，我属于美国学校里面的学生一员了。
It was the first time I felt like I am finally one of my friends. I have fully integrated and I blended in.Among our friends at school.
结果没想到我上课的其中有一堂课是我选的，是一堂木工课啊，在那边呢，我在那边学生是在那边学木工的。
And one of the classes that I had was called woodshop.
在那边我是唯一的东方人。
In the woodshop class, I was the only Asian.
而且在那个班级里面没有一个白人。
And there is not a single white person in that class.
我穿的自信满满的，穿着这个夹克进去之后。
I proudly wore my Adidas jacket, entered the classroom.
没想到引起其他同学的注目。
And right away, everybody's eyes were on me.
于是同学们就其中一个同学就拿着锯子去锯我的夹克。
And one of the students picked up a hacksaw and wanted to rip my jacket.
另一个同学拿着一个戳刀也在戳我的夹克。
The other person picked up a stick and started poking my jacket.
哦，我突然觉得我好想融入这个群体，但是这个群体不愿意接纳我。
I thought by wearing this jacket that I would be just like them, but instead, I was rejected by them.
我想被认可。
I want to accept.
我还记得到20岁的时候，我们那一群男生又进入另一种的潮流。
So after that, in my 20s, you know, and there was another common things that
就是
boys
说
do.
呢，男孩子看怎么样最快的时间呢，能够交到一个女朋友。
And among the friends, you know, we always wanted to see who's the first one who'll be able to get a girlfriend.
哎，结果我们当中有一个朋友，我就叫他名字叫 Sam 好了。
So I have a good friend, his name is Sam.
哦，结果这个朋友，他居然在2个礼拜之内，他交到一个女朋友，才认识2个礼拜。
And in 2 weeks, Sam found himself a girlfriend.
哇，这下够帅了！哇，居然2个礼拜就交到一个女朋友，哎，结果没想到，过几个礼拜一件事情发生了。
At the time, I saw Sam and I thought, wow, he was so cool to be able to get himself a girlfriend that quickly. But short while after that, something happened.
哎，结果也不过2个礼拜，又过2个礼拜，他的女朋友自杀了，闹自杀，被救回来。
And 2 weeks after that, I find out that Sam's girlfriend was trying to kill herself.
然后我们想去医院看他，我这个朋友 Santa，哎呀，不需要，不需要了，他你不需要去看他。
And I asked Sam, I said, you know, can we go see your girlfriend in the hospital? Just, you know, and he said, no, not necessary.
哦，然后我们一问到底为什么，他说是因为感情的关系呢，所以闹自杀。
And then I asked him, I say, why? And Sam said, well, you know, he attempted to suicide because of relationship.
我们就觉得很奇怪，你不是才交往2个礼拜吗？怎么一共4个礼拜，他怎么这那么快就不想活了？
I was really puzzled by that because, I mean, they only knew each other for such a short period of time, 4 weeks in total. Why would she wanted to kill herself?
他结
Because
果
of
一问之
relationship，
下，原来这个女朋友还是另一个男人，是有妇之夫的，小三。
they only to realize after poking furthermore that I found out that Sam's girlfriend was also a mistress of another married man.
我就发现，在这个潮流当中，我们都一味的想，融入某一种的文化，融入得到某一种的关系。
And then I realized that, you know, as we attempt to blend in to the society and trying to and try to assimilate ourselves.
啊，结果如果我们不知道我们在做什么的话，搞得一团糟。
We could really get ourselves into a messy situation if we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into.
有些人想要去进入一个团体，或者符合那个团体的要求，但是不被接纳。
There are people who desperately try to blend into a group, and yet, you know, they'll feel rejected by them.
那如果得不到那个群体的要求，那我们是否就愤世嫉俗，然后我们自我放逐呢？
So what do we do when someone reject us?
也许在过去的那个团体里面，他们伤害我，欺骗了我，那我是否就对这样的关系呢，人际关系就完全的放弃了？
Should I give up completely just because someone rejected me and made me feel that I'm not worthy to be with them?
而同时，愤世嫉俗的人，他会认为其实每一个人，这些 做事的后面的动机都是自私的，都是有目的的。
And at the same time, those cynics, you know, they are burdened and tiring to be their friends and their families.
所以做他的，但是做他们的朋友或家人，实际上心里的负担是很大的，心是非常累的。
Yes, it is such a burden, you know, for their family and friends to be with them.
所以当耶稣问跟这个撒玛利亚妇人说，你现在跟你在一起的不是你的丈夫的时候。
So when Jesus told the Samaritan woman that the man that she's with is not her husband.
所以耶稣直接的碰触了，也看穿了这撒玛利亚人内心最深处最敏感的问题。
So Jesus saw her through the deepest sensitive issues in her heart.
而撒玛利亚人妇人马上直觉上的就做了一个防卫性的一个闪躲，她开始以一个群体性的一个问题或者一个宣告说呢，她说什么呢？我们的祖先一向都是在这山上敬拜上帝，你们却说耶路撒冷才是敬拜的地方。
So it was only natural for the Samaritan woman to react defensively immediately. And she said to Christ that we Samaritans, we worship in the mountain.
也就是说，耶稣与撒玛利亚妇人接触的时候，谈及他个人内心深处的需求和问题的时候，撒玛利亚人害怕了，他马上以一个群体性的、一个政体性的、一个宗教性的一个问题呢，马上回复耶稣说：“哎，我的祖先，我们的祖先一向都是在山上敬拜神的。” So she tried to evade the personal conversation and elevate the conversation to another more shallow level. 她说什么呢？我们的祖先呢是谁？她说我的祖先呢是 Jacob， 是雅各。
Yep, and the Samaritan woman says, "Our God is Jacob." Our ancestor is Jacob.
这代表什么意思呢？就是说，我的祖先雅各呢，远比大卫王后来选择在耶路撒冷为首都的时间呢，还要更早。我的祖先是雅各呢，比大卫王呢还来的更早、更伟大。
And the woman said, "Our ancestor Abraham and Jacob worshipped on Mount Gerizim, Gerizim Mountain, located in Shenan, earlier than the time when King David used Jerusalem as his capital."
所以在他的脑海里面，他要以撒玛利亚人为荣。你看，我们撒玛利亚人才是真正敬拜对的地方，你们犹太人搞错了。
So in her mind, the Samaritans was doing the right thing by worshiping their God on Mount Gerizim.
也就是说，撒玛利亚人妇人的脑海里面说，哎，耶稣啊，我跟你说，我们是对的哦，而且信仰是跟民族的骄傲，跟民族是绑在一起的。
So she was proudly to tell Jesus Christ that, you know, the Samaritans were right in how they worship their God. And in her mind, that religion is defined, you know, by the community.
所以我们今天看世界上也是这样子，我们看这个地图，黄色的一些地方，我们一看啊，那是天主教的国家。
So there might be some truth to that, as we believe. When you look at this map, you know, the areas, the regions that are highlighted in yellow, we could say, oh, yes, these are people, a Christian.
Catholic.
Oh, Catholic, sorry.
啊，然后我们一看那个橘那个紫色的啊，那个是新教啊，那是根正教啊，那个就是我们的基督教啊，那个是紫色的啊，这个国家呢就是代表基督教。
And when we look at those air regions are highlighted in purple, and we say, oh yeah, those country and people from those areas, they are Christian.
然后我们一看这个橘色的地方或者粉红色的地方啊，那是中国，那是佛教，那是佛教。
And we look at, you know, China, which is highlighted in orange, we naturally thought to say, oh, that's where Buddhism are from.
哦，这是我们世人对宗教的定义。
And this is how we oftentimes think of religion.
所以在撒玛利亚人的观念里面，他反映出他期盼，他也被他的群，他希望，他认同他的群体，他也希望他的群体能够认同他。
So the Samaritan woman, you know, yearned to be or recognized by the group. She still feels that, you know, they are together as one community.
他的信仰跟民族意识是绑在一起的。
In her mind, the nationality and religions are bounded together.
难怪我们经常看到我们基督徒经常被我们过去的家人说，哎，中国人怎么信洋教啊？中国人有自己的宗教，你为什么跑去信那个帝国主义的这个宗教呢？
Yeah, and oftentimes, you know, we were here from our families and friends say, why would you want to choose any religious other than Buddhism?
因此我们世人一般的观念是说这个信仰是属于国家民族文化社会底下的一部分，它是绑在一起的。
So oftentimes you hear that, you know, people feel that they need to be recognized by a group to be affirmed and believe, andYou know, and the group are tied together.
我们必须要服在这一个大的这个范围底下，我们才能属于这个国家、民族、社会。
Yes, and we are bounded by our country, our ethnicity, and our culture.
如果我们需要被这个群体认可的话，我也必须要信这个群体所信的信仰。
If I want to be recognized by the ethnicity and the culture, then I have to blend in. I have to follow the religions.
但是耶稣后来却跟他说：“错了，你搞错了。”
But Jesus Christ said, "You're wrong."
他说：“你的逻辑次序搞错了。”宗教信仰和仪式不能用来做民族认同的标准跟工具的。
So Jesus said, your logics are completely upside down and it's mistaken. Belief and religious ritual cannot be used as a standard or tools for national identity.
信仰既然是信仰，它必须要有真理为基础。
Belief must be based on truth.
而真理，如果是真理的话，那就不可能因着文化不同而改变的。
And the belief, if it's truly a belief, it cannot be changed because of our culture.
因为信仰是在真理上面，这个真理是关乎神与人类的一个关系。
Belief must be based on truth.It is about a relationship between God and mankind.
既然有关人类，那就是高于也超乎所有的种族、政体、国家之上了。
If the relationship with God is with mankind, then it is far beyond race, government, and country.
如果人想有一个信仰来接触神，而他这个过程，他这个仪式是为了符合民族传统文化的话。
If you want to follow your belief, and if you think that in order to do that, you have to follow the country and the culture.
这一种的敬拜和信仰是虚的，是假的，是毫无意义的。
And this kind of worshiping is meaningless.
之后，耶稣继续告诉他。
Later, Jesus said to the woman,
告诉这个撒玛利亚妇人说，我就是弥赛亚。
Jesus told the Samaritan woman, I am the Messiah.
哇，撒玛利亚妇人开心的不得了。
The Samaritan woman was overjoyed.
她开心的马上就跑回自己的村庄里面告诉别人，她找到了，她找到她，她说，这个就是弥赛亚，这个就是弥赛亚了。
The woman could not contain her enjoyment. She had to tell to the rest of people in her community that the Messiah had come.
所以耶稣前面说，你要认识神，你要敬拜神的话，你必须要在真理的基础上面。
So Christ said earlier to her that if you really wanted to worship, you have to worship God in truth and in spirit.
那在这短短的几分钟之内，这个撒玛利亚妇人，她知道真理是什么吗？
So just within a few minutes of conversation with Jesus Christ, do you think this woman understood?
是的，她知道至少七样真理，她发现了。
And the answer is yes. She found there are seven things that talks about.
他们现在知，所以两个人可以讲话，是耶稣先坐在井旁去等他，是耶稣主动跟他说话的，找他的。
If you remember, when they met, it was Jesus Christ who initiated the conversation with the Samaritan woman.
这是一个真理。
And that is the truth.
实际上今天对我们每一位今天在这边听到的人来说，难怪我们回想一下，难道都不是神主动来先来找我们的吗？
When you think back in your personal journey, wasn't it true that Christ came to us first and spoken to us first?
无论你是移民来的也好，你是学生也好，你是做餐馆的也好，不论你是在怎么样一个环境当中，神都放了基督徒在我们生命当中，告诉我们他爱我们。
Whether you're students or somebody working in a restaurant, you know, we all remember that it was Christ who came and found us and spoken to us first.
第二个真理，撒玛利亚人发现的是，耶稣说他可以给一个活水，比雅各挖的井还要厉害，是永远永不止息的一个活水。
The second point was Jesus told the Samaritan woman that what he could provide was the living water, which is much more important than the actual water in the well that was dug out by Jacob.
耶稣说他比雅各还要伟大。
Jesus Christ said he was greater than Jacob.
第三个撒玛利亚妇人所发现的是，耶稣他说他有永生的活水，是永流不断的。不单单如此，耶稣还愿意，很乐意的去给他这样的一个水。
The third point, that she discovered was that Jesus told her that her living water would never stop running, and Jesus Christ was willing to give that living water.To her.
很多时候耶稣给我们的水就是从他的话语当中，从圣经里面的话语当中成为我们生命当中的活水， 而且我们发现，有的时候一句话，它会不断的在我们生命当中不断的涌流出来，成为我们生命的滋润。
And the living water that Jesus Christ was talking about, are truly his words. His words constantly appear in our mind.
然后耶稣另一个告诉撒玛利亚人的重真理，乃是撒玛利亚人知道耶稣关心他内心深处无法被满足的一个需求。
And the fourth observation was Jesus told the Samaritan woman that he cares about her and understand her deepest unfulfilling needs.
然后耶稣也知道他个人的秘密，他发现耶稣什么都知道啊，他一定是一个先知啊。
And the woman realized that Jesus knows all of her secret and he must be a prophet.
另一个真理，撒玛利亚夫人知道，就是耶稣说明了神是一个灵，而且神所要求的敬拜是超越文化的，超越人所制造出来的任何的仪式的。
And the next point is Jesus said, God is spirit, and he knows how God desires human to worship him.
最后一个真理，撒玛利亚人所接受到的就是耶稣自己说，他就是人所等待的那个救世主。
And the last point of truth is that Jesus told the woman that he is the Messiah.
原来整个耶稣所做的事情、所说的话、他的态度、他的言行，就是真理啊。
And as you could tell, that everything Jesus said and do in front of this woman represent the truth.
难怪这个撒玛利亚妇人高兴得不得了。她以前是避着跟人群在一起的，这个时候她居然跑回城里面去，跑到人群里面跟人家说：“你们快来看呐！”
And these are reasons why, this Samaritan woman was overjoyed after talking to Christ and how she wanted to share her experience with everyone else in the community.
耶稣解决了撒玛利亚妇人至少三个大问题。
So Jesus solved three problems of this Samaritan woman.
第一个，耶稣让撒玛利亚妇人认识了自己。
Jesus Christ make her realize the need of her own opinions and desires.
他认识他与他自己的一个关系，他知道他从来没有真正得到他所需要的。
It was something that make her realize that this is something that she didn't have.
而他现在正在有的，实际上不属于他，也没办法满足他。
Whatever she has today cannot fulfill her desire.
第二个，他让撒玛利亚妇人知道他对这个群体有一个渴慕，他也知让撒玛利亚妇人知道他应该要如何面对这个群体。
And Christ make the Samaritan woman realize the mentality of facing other people.
最后，他让撒玛利亚妇人知道，怎么样才能跟神有一个真正的关系？
And he taught her the knowledge and worship of God.
因此，撒玛利亚的一个人生观、世界观以及神观改变了。
So now this has changed, how Samaritan or how this woman sees her life.
他发现他现在乃是神的女儿。
She realized that she's a daughter of God.
而他今天有这个身份，乃是神先来找他，神给他价值，神先肯定他的。
And now she has received affirmations from God, knowing God loves her.
他以这样一个真理，他知道自己是罪人，他需要神来爱他，来保护他，来肯定他，他以这样一个真理来敬拜神。
And now she understood the truth. The truth is being that she is a sinner, and she need to worship God as a sinner.
她的价值和地位不是来自社会的眼光的。
Her value and her status does not come from others.
而她今天面对这个其他的群体还有其他的人，她的责任乃是传递祝福。
Her obligation is really to deliver the good news and the blessing from the Lord to others.
哦，这是多么快乐的一件事情。
What a joyful thing that is.
这个撒玛利亚妇人以前的价值观是建立要自己去得到东西，去争取东西。
Her value system used to be that she had to do everything, to gain value.
但是她现在的这个喜乐，她生命的价值是从神来的，是耶稣给她的。
But now her value system is based on Jesus Christ.
因此她可以成为能够祝福别人的一个管道了，她可以把这个好消息也可以传给别人。
So now, her values are based on the joys that she can spread.
甚至到一个地步，她把自己过去痛苦的经历都可以用来成为传这个好消息的一个力道。
And she could change, the things that happened, all the bad things happened to her, she could convert that into a blessing to others through Jesus Christ.
这个过程当中的喜乐超越其他人对他有负面的评价。
Her life value is no longer in the eyes of others, but based on the relationship with Jesus Christ.
这个就是自信。
This is called self-confidence.
我曾经在我们教会的群体里面曾经发了一个见证就是在台湾有一个童星，他的名字叫纪宝如的见证。
So I recently watched videos of someone who was in the entertainment business in Taiwan. Her name is 纪宝如。
那我想在借由他今天的见证呢，再一次与大家分享。
And I'd like to share her testimony with you today.
可以说在四五十年前啊，台湾演艺界第一个童星最有名的童星呢，就非他莫属。
And she was certainly one of the most famous child stars in Taiwan 40 or 50 years ago.
但是童星光环的后面实际上是一个痛苦的回忆。
But behind all that celebrity status, there was a painful memories.
当年强势的祖母呢，为了保持纪宝如一直维持在童星的地位呢。
So at the time, her grandmother, wanted to maintain her grandchildren's celebrity status.
于是想要延迟他迟缓长大，结果就带他去打抑制生长针。
So the grandmother wanted to delay her granddaughter's growth so she could continue to act as a child star. So by doing that, she took her granddaughter to the doctor to receive injections that would inhibit her growth.
但是到青春期的时候，这个女孩子的身体变化是没办法掩盖的。
But even with the injections, you couldn't stop from her growing, into her teenage years.
结果她祖母竟然 开始绑他的胸部，痛到他没办法呼吸。
Our grandmother, you know, wrapped clothes around her chest, so she would still look like a child star.
结果纪宝如受够了，他受够了要活在这个家人的期盼当中，或者说他的一个引导底下，所以他不到二十岁的时候就认识了一个他认为是对的一个男人呢，就跟他结婚了。
So it was she when she into her 20s, she couldn't accept, you know, all the things that her grandmother and families were doing. So she became rebellion and she met a man that she thought was going to be, you know, the man of her life.
她还不到二十岁，她就与对方私奔了。
So she wasn't even 20 years old, and she decided to run away with this guy.
Elope. 哦，结果这个
Elope,、yeah.
结果这个男人呢，结婚以后呢，酗酒啊，甚至有外遇，到最后呢，欠了一大笔债。
It turned out that this guy, you know, he had many problems and.He gambled. He ended up owing a lot of money, and
oh, 到最后呢，纪宝如坚持要离婚。
And he was also he became an alcoholic, and he had an affair, you know, outside the marriage, and at the end, 纪宝如 wanted to file divorce.
结果前夫因为他的前夫因为这个婚姻破裂呢，也痛苦不堪，因此呢就跑到酒店喝酒。
So one night, they had a huge fight, and the husband was so upset that he went to a bar and started drinking heavily. And unfortunately, there was a fire at the bar, and he died at the end.
结果就是酒店里面起了一场火，结果他的前夫就死了，也因此前夫的家人就怪罪于纪宝如，认为就是因为纪宝如这样子硬要离婚，导致他的前夫死亡。
The husband died from the inferno, and his family blamed her for his death.
结果纪宝如在这样一个情况底下就出来独自抚养他三个孩子。
So she had to leave the family and start life on her own, but with her children.
于是他跑到酒店里面去当公关去还债。然后呢，因为常活在压力和悔恨的底下呢，他经常酗酒，甚至经常闹自杀。
So she secretly went to work in a bar to make money to pay off her debt. And oftentimes under pressure and regret, she drank and tried to commit suicide numerous times.
有一次甚至从三楼跳下来摔断了腿，结果但是呢，又想到要抚养孩子，还坐着轮椅继续跑到酒店上班。
One time she even jumped off the third floor and broke her leg, and then when she regained conscious, she realized that she has to continue to live and provide for her kids, so she had to went back to the hotel to work there in a wheelchair.
在这个工作压力的这个底下，经济压力底下，上班的时候他打客人，回家的时候就打孩子。
So, under the influence of alcohol, you know, not only she, you know, fought and argued with a client, but she also beat and scold her children when she came home.
结果他自己不正常，导致他自己家里的第二个孩子也开始叛逆吸毒。
Because her own the turbulence in her own life, you know, it resulted in her second child to begin to rebel and he even started got hooked on drugs.
然后这个他的大孩子老大呢，患了躁郁症和忧郁症，严重到连妈妈都不认识了，他甚至没办法自己上厕所。
The eldest boy was suffering from bipolar disorder, an anxiety attack. And at some point, he didn't realize his own mother, and he couldn't even go to the toilet by himself.
就在这个时候，纪宝如经过别人的介绍呢，认识了一个基督徒。
So through people's introductions, 纪宝如 met a Christian one day.
这个基督徒就邀请纪宝如跟他一起来祷告。
And this person invited 纪宝如 to pray with her together.
纪宝如本来想拒绝，因为他自己是有佛教背景的。
And 纪宝如, you know, first refused, thinking that, you know, she's a Buddhism.
但是看到这个基督徒呢，他是非常的喜乐、真诚的，非常笃定的，于是他就跟着这个基督徒祷告。
But 纪宝如 saw her friend, this person, you know, with such a joy and content through her eye, she decided to pray with this person anyway.
没想到真的祷告的当时就全身感到有一个真实被爱厚厚包住、抱住的一个感觉。
And unexpectedly, when she started praying, her body truly felt that she was this overjoyed, just fulfill her body.
这是一个她从来没有经历过和感受过的一种父爱的感觉。
This fatherly loving experience is something that she had never felt before.
自此之后，她就开始进入教会做礼拜。
And since then, she began to go to church.
过了一段时间以后，她便受洗，成为基督徒。
And shortly after that, she was baptized into Christ.
这样的日子进入教会以后，开始改变她的人生。
So after she entered the church, her life began to change.
她开始敞开自己的问题跟别人分享，寻求其他人的帮助。
She began to open up her, to talk about her own problems and seek help.
最后她自己也成为一个全时间的义工，成为台湾优质生命协会的秘书长。
And later she also volunteered full-time.To help the elderly, and she became the Secretary General of the Taiwan, Qualified Life Association, and her children also began to change.
她的孩子们经过几年以后，慢慢的，忧郁症、躁郁症也慢慢的好起来了。另一个孩子也不再吸毒了。
And after a while, she starts seeing that her elder child recovering from his mental health issue, and also saw her younger boy stop taking drugs.
几年前，台湾就因着他的故事就拍成了一部电视剧。
So few years ago, a TV series in Taiwan is called Life.Of a Pearl, which was based on her personal story.
也就在这个时间当中，纪宝如持续的想起了她自己丈夫的家庭，持续的为他们的家庭来祷告。
So, and through this, 纪宝如 through her bumpy life experience, and then she started, you know, thinking about her husband's.Family and started praying for them.
请记得这一个家庭曾经是怪罪他迁怒于纪宝如害死他们儿子的这样的一个家庭。
Remember, everyone from her husband's family resented her, and you know, and blame her for the death of her husband.
但是今天纪宝如却反过来为他们的家庭来祷告，跟他们传福音，花了12年的时间。
And yet, you know, she spent more than 12 years praying, you know, for her husband's family.
最后这个夫家三代信主了，都受洗了。
And at the end, three generations from her husband's family eventually were baptized.
这一家人也许大家也知道，如果台湾来的就是于天的家庭。
If anybody who grew up in Taiwan will know that this family, you know, came from a famous celebrity movie, a celebrity from Taiwan. His name is Yu Tian.
纪宝如为什么有这样一个勇气？为什么有这样一个度量，可以跟他们去传福音，去爱他们呢？
What gave her the courage to pray and give gospel to her husband's family?
因为他知道是神肯定了他，他也感受也接受了神的爱。
And that's because God affirms her, and she feels and accepted by God's love.
今天我们不论是为着他人去活也好，或者想要为自己活也好。
Today, whether we're living for others or living only for ourselves,
其实这两者其中都有它的价值和意义的。
They all have different values and meanings.
也是我们人生当中的一个过程。
And truthfully, this is part of life.
但是我们必须要理解这一些的观念，它是有限的，以及人是有罪的。
But let's not forget, and we need to understand this finite nature, and the finite nature of these views. I also know that we are sinners.
至终我们必须要超脱这一种思维，必须要成长。
So in the end, we must transcend from this kind of limited thinking.
我们必须要建立跟神有一个真实的关系，知道我们的价值不再是出于自己的努力或者人家的期盼，人家的认可。
And we must establish our life to have a relationship with God, and not because of what we did, not because what we expect other people to do.
今天我们看到其他的群体或者社会的时候，我们再也不是想说啊，道不同不相为谋，或者说啊，我要活的以至于我能够被这个群体认同。不再是这样子了。
Today, our view of the crowd is no longer that different ways are incompatible, that different ethnic groups are the object of my blessing.
而是看到这些群体乃是我可以给予祝福的一个对象。
And I look at this group as one that I can give my praise to.
那我们什么时候可以做出这样一个改变呢？
So when can we rely on the truth to make such transformation?
耶稣说就是现在。
Christ says it is now.
因为耶稣已经来了。
Because he has already come.
当台湾拍出这个珍珠人生的电视剧的时候，
When the soap, Life of Jewel, was playing,
当中有一个饰演纪宝如的女主角，她在演戏的时候。
So there was a person who was playing 纪宝如when she was a star.
她正在演人家正在为戏中的纪宝如祷告的时候，
when she was praying,
she was prayed by others.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay, when she was prayed about.
她突然感到跟季宝如当时同样的感觉，她突然感到有爱在抱着她，暖暖的拥抱着她。
The actress actually experienced something very similar that Ji Bao Wu did, which is a sense of fatherly love during her prayer.
这个对周遭的人和当事人自己都吓一跳。
This was very shocking for others to hear.
很不幸的，这个女主角，演完戏之后不久就过世了。Unfortunately,
this actress passed away shortly after the program was over.
季宝如后来很后悔，说没有尽早催促她进教会。
And Ji Bao Ru regretted that she did not urge this person to join the church as soon as possible.
弟兄姊妹，如果你已经经历耶稣了，你已经是基督徒了。Dear brothers and sisters,
if you have already experienced Jesus Christ present,
让我们以一个新的眼界、新的心态去看我们周遭的群体，就算这些群体过去可能伤害过你。You
know, that's have an open eye. To look at this group, to look at our society as a whole.
他们是我们可以传递福音、给予祝福的对象。They
we could seek and spread our gospel to them.
而对于还没有完全接受耶稣基督的，让我们一起知道一件事情。
And for those who have not been touched by Jesus Christ,
赶快接受他,
please accept it.
就是现在,
and the time is now.
耶稣说,
just like Jesus Christ said, I am here.
这个礼拜是圣诞节,
this week marks Christmas.
我们再次被提醒,
we've been reminded once again that Christ has come.
愿神祝福我们。
May God bless us all.
好，那我今天的正道就到此。
This ends the sermon.